At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Kid Dynamite.
That's right, Rob Parker. And we're live from these Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
We got a great show for you today on the TV theme song Thursday. You do not want to miss it, so keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours.
Not two.
On Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got Eddie Johnson, former NBA veteran, Sirius XM NBA radio host, joining us at the bottom of the hour. He also calls games for the top team in the NBA right now, record-wise, the Phoenix Son, so this will be a lot of fun. Let me welcome in Kid Dynamite.
Kid Dynamite.
Only appropriate on a TV theme song Thursday. And J.J. Evans, J.J. Jimmy Walker, J.J. Evans in the show.
There's no way you weren't called that as a kid.
You know it as a kid, yes. And I had I had one of those hats too. What is it like the
well, it had dynamite on it, right? It
was a dungaree hat.
Jean hat.
And yes, so I was skinny like him. I was wearing the bell bottoms. I was that kid. There's no doubt about it.
But all right.
Yeah, we got a great show. It's a TV theme song Thursday. If you have any suggestions, hit me up on social at Rob Parker FS1 or FSR on Instagram. Do that. And I'll pass them on to Alex. We'll try to get them on. How's that?
Let's do it.
Sounds good. We got Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, of course. That's why Alex is here.
Right.
For what, like the second time this
week?
It's
not the only reason why.
You know, I mean,
90%. 90%.
He wishes he could duck out after our show, but that's another story.
He wishes he could duck out and come back at like 6:25 Pacific, 9:25 Eastern. But anyway, we joke, we jest. DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. We love him.
Doing the show, Chris.
Yes, we love him.
Fire.
He is our DJ, our engineer supreme. We got super producer Rob G in the house. And on the updates, that's right, Steve DeSager. All right, Rob, let's get into this. And some interesting stuff. I don't know, Rob G, do we have the sound of Joel Embiid? Okay, so Joel Embiid was on J.J. Redick's podcast, and Redick began with a compliment of Embiid, saying he's one of the three best players in the world. And then it kind of went sideways as far as I'm concerned. I don't know. We'll see where Rob is and we'll see where you are as the listeners. But here again, here it is.
In my eyes, like you're one of the three best players in the world. Okay. So is Kevin. That was my point. So I'm not going to get into 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. It's not
I just want to know who's the third.
Jokic.
Yeah, okay.
Jokic.
Where's Giannis?
He's in the next group. I mean, but it's so hard. There's too many good players now. There's too many good players, Joe.
Oh, that's a Finals MVP.
That's too many good players.
Two times MVP, Finals MVP.
Back in the ESPN mode. That's crazy.
Okay, here's where we want to go, Rob. J.J. Redick, clearly, he just didn't have Giannis as a top three player in the league. He's got Jokic better, Embiid better, Kevin Durant better. Charles Oakley, you remember this, Rob, a few weeks ago, said that Giannis would be a role player back in the day. And Tracy McGrady said something similar. And I would guess, I don't know, but I assume, like James Harden, remember they had their issues a couple of years ago. Harden clearly didn't think Giannis was all that good when they were vying for the MVP. And then Kevin Durant even has been like, don't compare me to him. You know, kind of like, and you know, if you know Durant, you know that he's all about skills, ball handling, shooting, all that. And I don't know where he's at on Giannis now. I'm sure he respects him. But obviously Giannis isn't as skilled as Durant. And so maybe Durant feels like, you know, don't compare me to that dude. I got major skills and he's just tall and athletic, you know, but who knows? But anyway, Rob, I'm going to let you have first stab at this. What do you think of this? A lot of older players and not even that old. J.J. Redick just retired. Seem to be throwing some shade at Giannis. Embiid seemed to defend him. I didn't listen to the whole podcast. I don't know if he's being sarcastic, but it sounded like he was defending him. Yeah,
or maybe he's trying to put J.J. on the spot. Maybe he already knew that J.J. didn't think that much of him, you know what I mean? He could have been playing that. Where's Giannis? I don't know. I think it's misguided. I'm surprised that they don't value Giannis and what he's been able to accomplish. Winning too, Chris, without having a stacked roster. Improving. Yep. What was the one thing that he couldn't do? He was horrible at free throws, Chris. And in the biggest game in the finals, game 6, he hit 17 out of 19, was it? Or whatever the number was.
Yep, it was. That's what it was. Yeah.
I think it was. Yeah, and that was the bugaboo. He got rid of the bugaboo in order to win. If he would have missed half of those, maybe the Suns force a game 7 and maybe they lose. I mean, that to me is where I had a lot of respect for him. In that he had to do what he had to do, and I'm not saying he's the most skilled, or if I was picking five guys out of everybody playing the NBA, he would be one of the top five guys I would pick. But currently playing, you guys don't have him up there with the Durants and who else am I missing?
Embiid.
And guys
Steph,
like that.
Steph, Harden,
yeah,
Luka,
mean, I don't know how
Jokic.
He's not in that mix,
Rob,
you know?
To me, and I've been saying it now for a year, year and a half, maybe 2 years, he's the best player in basketball. Like, it ain't about he's on a level below Embiid. He's better than Joel Embiid. And right now, Joel Embiid has my MVP pick. Because it's not just a lazy, let's give it to the best player every year. But I think Embiid's been, they both been great, but Embiid just hasn't had as much help in Philadelphia as Giannis has had in Milwaukee. But I think Giannis is the best player in basketball. He defends, he's arguably the best defender in basketball. Rob, you know in the finals, he made a play that, who else could make that play? Where he kind of stopped the drive and then recovers to block DeAndre Ayton's dunk attempt or
no
layup,
doubt.
Whatever he was going to do. I mean, come like, and then put 50 on him in the,
right.
Like, he had a phenomenal finals.
No, that was the one where you couldn't deny him anymore before, you know, going back to Miami. I remember people saying, he's a Robin. He's not a Batman.
Yep.
He's a Robin. He can't win. He got to go join somebody else. He can't. He doesn't have a patent shot. He can't make free throws at the end of games. You know what I mean?
Yep.
How can you close if you don't do those things? You can't have the ball, Chris, if you can't make free throws. All they got to do is foul you, and they'll win the game.
And he
erased all that.
Yep, he's shooting 72% from the line, Rob. And to be honest, I mean, he's a 72% shooter for his career. The last 2 years, he went below 70. But before
right.
that, he
that's
was always
right.
above it other than his rookie year. So
but
he
that
had
was
been
when
horrible.
People, right, but that's
but
when
yeah.
people started saying that because
right.
it happened during the Miami, or the, you know, them losing to Miami and that whole thing. So everybody, all your flaws are exposed even more, and people are going to attack them. So he was struggling shooting free throws during that time. So that's why that was like his bugaboo.
Here's his numbers this year, Rob. 30 points a game, 11.5 rebounds, 6 assists, 55% shooting from the floor, getting to the line 11.5 times a game, second only to Joel Embiid. Look, if players want to hate on Giannis, you basically saying your league ain't all that. I'm sorry. Like, if somebody can put up those numbers and win, and last year won the championship, you don't think your league's very good. Especially if you think he's not skilled. He's not, because he ain't bulky. It ain't like he's Shaq, right? Like, he's just bullying dudes at the rim. He's taking the ball coast to coast. Okay? He is hitting jump shots. He's hitting some threes. I mean, he's obviously not a great three-point shooter. He's getting to the free throw line. If he's not that good, why can't anybody stop him? I mean, that seriously. So, Rob, I'm with you. Like, and I get it. He's not going to win. He's not going to beat Kevin Durant in a skills competition. But he doesn't have to be the most skilled. He does have very, very adequate skills. Ball handling. He's actually more dangerous in open court than Durant is. And he's athletic. He's long. He can get to the rim. And he can finish. And he hits the mid-range jumper fairly well. And defensively, he's all over the court. Like, I don't get it. There's no reason to be hating on this dude. Because he, and Rob, to your point, end of the day, he proved it last year. If he hadn't won a championship,
yep.
If they got upset, like obviously Atlanta took them 6. So if they had lost to Atlanta or something, then you can hate.
And don't forget, they were down 0-2 to the Suns. It looked like it was all over. They were going to run them out the gym.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if that would have happened, then you could have said, see, look at Giannis. What happened? Nothing. They lost again. He's not good enough. He's not, you know, or whatever you want to say. And that didn't happen. Four straight wins, the big final game, all the points, all the free throws. And you just said it, the defensive play as well.
And here's the thing. Note, Rob. For like you said it earlier, you kind of mentioned it quickly. He stayed. He doesn't have another superstar. Now, Chris Middleton, people are gaining more respect for him. You know, he obviously is a big part of that championship. And to a large degree, he's their closer. I mean, they'll go to different players. Giannis gets a ton of fourth quarter points. But at the end of the game, that last shot, it very well can go to Middleton. Jrue Holiday is very good. So he's got some help, but he doesn't have another superstar. He really doesn't. I mean, I guess you can call Middleton a star now, but he doesn't have this super team, and yet he's won a championship. So the hate is completely misplaced, if you ask my opinion. So we're going to now ask your opinion. 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, why do you think that players, whether old school or new school, kind of got a little bit of, you know, they not feeling Giannis like maybe the media is? And do you think it's justified? Your turn to weigh in, iCouple 877-99 on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever get your podcast from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
All right, it's the iCouple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination, offering free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone. AutoZone is your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Why do many current and former players not seem to give Giannis the love that I would think we all feel he deserves? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Sean in Wisconsin. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
Hey, what's going on, Rob? What's going on, Chris?
Doing great. You?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, it's my first time actually getting on a radio show for the first time, and I'm really excited.
Oh, man.
Good to have you, man. Thank you for calling.
All right, so I heard you guys talking about Giannis and his respect, man. I just think it's ridiculous that this year they're possibly going to put two centers on the all-first, all-NBA first team. I just think it's really ridiculous.
You know what? Go ahead. I was just going to reiterate it,
that's all.
I think first team, you're talking about Jokic and Embiid, right?
Yeah, Jokic. Yep. They're going to put
and
both
I'm a
them
voter. I haven't looked at my ballot yet, but my first team front line off the top of my head is going to be Giannis, Embiid, and Jokic. And here's why I do think it's justified to have two centers, because the game has changed so much. And yeah, Jokic and Embiid are centers in name. Jokic brings the ball up. Jokic's like a point guard. You know, I mean, so, yeah, he's a center because he's 7 feet and gets a ton of rebounds and can post. He posts some. Same with Embiid. Embiid's one of the top mid-range shooters in the league. Like, so I just think the game has changed so much. So I actually think it's good the way they're doing it. So I don't have any issue with that.
All right, appreciate the call. Thank you so much. And let's go to, my phone. JC in Los Angeles. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, JC?
What's up, my man? What's up, guys and Chris?
What's
How
up,
are you?
Man?
Hey, man. I just wanted to say.
Oh, man. You got a bad phone, JC. Hello?
Yeah.
Go ahead. He sounds like. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was just going to say, you know, the whole situation of, you know, players looking at Giannis, you know, that he can do it so easily, he can coast to coast so easily, is very similar to how people look at Steph Curry and how he can just, from anywhere, from little range, he's just wet in threes. So that's what I would compare it to. So I think, you know, since players can't get to the coast to coast quite as easily as Giannis is doing it, they're going to hate a little bit just because he's doing it so easily. But, yeah, that's all I got, fellas.
Okay, appreciate it, JC. I
think there was a little hate on Steph because he didn't play much defense. And a lot of times, Rob, he wouldn't even guard. You know, like if he's playing Kyrie, he's not necessarily guarding him.
People saw that. And they look at that, Chris. You know that.
Giannis. Right.
Yeah, and just like you said the other day, when Kyrie D'd up Harden. You noticed that and you respect it. You go,
right.
Okay, I see you.
Absolutely.
You're not on the other guy or staying away from him. You D'd him up. Yep. Jeff, in Indiana, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jeff?
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Doing great. You?
Too blessed to be stressed, fellas. What's up with the 317-765? Chirp, chirp, Ball State Cardinals, baby.
Okay. What you got?
Hey, I applaud Giannis because to me, he helps these little kids that are really trying to play the team game. Milwaukee Bucks, and I'm a Pacer fan. Milwaukee Bucks are bringing back that team concept. When you guys just spoke on it a little bit earlier, that Middleton could be the go-to guy at the end of the game. Point guard could be. Giannis is a workhorse. Again, he kind of is. I compare him to a hardworking Bill Russell on all of those Boston Celtics teams. Is he better skill wise than some of these superstars? No, but overall, is he one of the best and deserves to be on the first team? Yes, because he works his butt off on all facets of the game. And lastly, Mr. Parker, just one thing. I know you're a baseball enthusiast. What about Pujols and his turnaround where he went down when he got traded to the Angels? That wasn't the same time as the juicing incident when it heightened, was it? That's all I got.
Yeah, he wasn't traded. They left as a free agent. But there were rumors about Albert Pujols, Chris. You know what I mean? Who was the player? Was it a former Giant? Was it Will Clark? Or somebody went on the radio and said that, and they had to apologize because they didn't have any proof.
Right.
You just can't go out there. You can suspect all you want, but you can't put somebody's name out there if you don't have proof. So
there's circumstantial evidence.
Right.
Right.
But that ain't good enough.
Circumstantial evidence is the way he fell off and shocked everybody and kind of came out of nowhere to be so great.
But he played well for the Dodgers last year. I was shocked because you know he got released by the Angels, Chris.
Right.
He played well.
But I'm with you. You can't say that unless you really can prove it.
Right.
And
you can't.
But it was a crazy drop off for him. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. As we said, we got our man Eddie Johnson coming up. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Thank you, Steve. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a friend of the show, former NBA veteran, actually the all-time leading scorer off the bench in NBA history. So had a great career. Now a SiriusXM NBA radio host and the voice of the Phoenix Suns for more than two decades. And obviously he's getting to call some great games this year. I think he's ready. Is our man Eddie Johnson ready? Eddie, what's up, brother?
Man, I'm doing good. I just got to Memphis, and so, you know, traveling with the best team in the NBA. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, listen to you. Like, go ahead and rub it into our face.
Hey, I don't know if you saw.
I'm traveling with the Beatles.
I declared a couple weeks ago that Phoenix is winning it all. So I'm with you. They look great. I'm going to give you the analogy I used. I said they remind me of the 2014 Spurs. And you remember in 2013, they feel like they gave away that finals when Ray Allen hit that shot, right, from Miami?
Yep.
And they came back totally focused and no fooling around, tunnel vision. And obviously, we saw them run to the best record in the league, and they destroyed Miami in the finals. That's what I'm seeing with this Suns team. Is that accurate, or am I off?
Before he gets there, Eddie, let me just give you my take. Those Spurs that Chris talked about had already previously won championships, so it ain't the same. And that choke job by the Suns and that Fugazi run to the finals, I'm not buying. So, Chris, go ahead with his theory. I just want you to know I have not co-signed it.
Rob, let me
which makes me feel better.
Okay.
Let me address what you just said first, Rob. Okay. Rob, what you don't know, when the Suns went up 2-0, Rob, that Devin Booker pulled his hamstring.
You don't know that.
Okay. This is a true fact, Rob. I'm not embellishing. You're talking to a dude that I tried to play every game, played injured, didn't make excuses. So I'm not making excuses for Devin because he didn't make excuses. Nobody knew. And Chris Paul was playing with one hand. He had surgery as soon as the season was over. Neither one of them dudes complained. And they were up 2-0, Rob. I want to remind you of that, okay? And Chris, yes, you're correct.
Nobody was saying that when they had that Fugazi run to the finals where they beat the Clippers without Kawhi Leonard. They beat Denver without Jamal Murray. And they beat the Lakers without AD. I don't even want to hear about that.
Rob, I agree. I'm not like, and that's why they didn't say anything. But we're talking about them against Milwaukee now, right? That was my point. So it wasn't Fugazi, okay? So how you want to put it, all right? But I'll tell you this, Chris, I agree with you. Look, this team, man, and I'll tell you all this. Like, I've been with this team for 20-something years. I've been in the game for 40 years. And I'm not embellishing here. I think you all listen to me on my broadcast. I think I'm well-balanced. I'm not a quote-unquote homer. If they're doing something wrong, I will say it.
Yes, I appreciate that about you.
I have never been around a group of dudes that is connected like these dudes, ever. And I'm talking about I was on winning teams. You know, I was on Phoenix teams winning 55 games. I'm on Seattle winning 50-plus games. I am telling you, this team is so connected, man, as individuals. It's sickening. It's like they're all brothers.
Now, where does that come from?
Together. I think it's a combination of Monty, and it's the extension of Chris Paul and Devin Booker. I mean, they truly believe in togetherness. And you see it all the time. When I tell you, when we're on the road, if you see two, you see five more. It is unbelievable. And I'm talking about their personalities, man, their manners, everything. I've never been around anything like it. And a lot of that has to do with the winning. And I continually remind them, you know, as I walk past them and say something, is that that's what's impressed me more than anything. That doesn't mean they're going to win a title. What I will tell you is they're going to stick to what they know and how to win. And we've seen it all year long. They're 46-0 when they have the lead in the third quarter. They're 46-0 because they stay within their system. And you all know, if you don't give in to the way the other team is playing and you play the way that you believe you should play, a lot of times you're going to have success because you're doing something that you believe in. And, like, they don't take a lot of threes just to match another team that's knocking down threes. They stick with what they do well, mid-range, and they build out to the three. That's exactly what they do. And, again, saying all that doesn't guarantee anything. It's going to be a tough road for them, but they will be prepared for it, I'll tell you that.
Who do you think will be their toughest competitor in the West?
Well, look, if Steph gets healthy, Golden State's going to be a problem. But Golden State's dealing with so many other things now, and they're dealing with the fact now they're going to have a tougher road to get to the Suns if they continue to lose. So, in a sense, that's helpful to us. But really, if you just want to look at it just based on how the season is going, man, Memphis ain't no joke, man. Like
the thing about
just like
I worry about their youth, but do you think they can overcome that?
Yes, I don't think they care about youth, man. Man, these dudes, man, they're just like us, man. These young boys come to ball. They're not looking at that. They are tough too. And Taylor Jenkins did a tremendous job. I mean, look, he'd be coach of the year if it wasn't for Monty.
I would say it the other way. And I think Monty obviously has done a phenomenal job. And JB Bickerstaff in Cleveland. But I gotta give it to Taylor. That's incredible what he's done. And that's not to take anything from Monty.
Yeah.
Right.
Did Monty
win it last year?
Yeah, he won.
No, Thibodeau won it.
That's right.
You're right. I voted for Monty.
Everybody thought Monty was going to win it, and he didn't win.
Right.
What's the biggest weakness?
It's hard to double down, guys. It's hard to double down to get these guys to come back after the disappointment of losing in the finals.
No, that's true.
And run off 60-plus, and they're trying to get 68. I'm telling you right now.
I think there's a strong argument that Monty's the best coach in the league. Real talk.
What's the biggest weakness? If there's something that they're going to not fulfill their destiny in winning a championship, what will it be that they can't do what or they can't defend what or do you see something like that?
I would say rebounding.
Okay.
I would say, you know, in the playoffs, they got to understand everybody's got to rebound. You can't leak out. You got to put your body on somebody. And don't put all the pressure on, you know, DeAndre, JaVale, and Busy to get all the rebounds. Because they are small. You know, Jay Crowder starting at power forward, you know, and he's 6'4.5", 6'5". So I think they know that. Now, when Cam Johnson comes back healthy, that gives them a guy with power forward size. So, yeah, I would say the rebounding aspect of, guys, it's not going to be turnovers.
Right.
I mean, in the playoffs, we all know, right? If you don't turn it over, you give yourself a chance. And he's just playing with people, man. I haven't seen Chris. We can say it about all the greats, right? Like with MJ, you ain't see MJ sweat. I mean, like, you ain't see Magic sweat. You ain't see Bird sweat. I mean, you know, you ain't see LeBron sweat. I mean, like, Chris don't sweat, man. Because he's walking through the game dominating you.
Mm. Last thing, we only got a minute, Eddie, but I want to ask you this. I saw your tweet about the three-point shot. The first line is, the three-point shot, although a nice weapon, has hurt the beauty of my game. Talk to me about it, because I agree with you. I love the 3-2, and I love that Phoenix should be an example to teams. Don't forsake the mid-range. And I can say that about Toronto with Kawhi and the Clippers with Kawhi and Kevin Durant shoots a lot
Kevin
of it. You
Durant,
know, like,
right.
It's ridiculous
mid-range guy,
that these coaches are actually telling players only in the paint or at the three. But go ahead about the 3-point.
I tell these analytic dudes. They tell me the three is worth more than two. I say a two is worth more than not making the damn three.
Right.
I mean, it's just that mentality of rhythm. Like, for me, like, my rhythm started with a layup, a putback, a mid-range, then a three. Like, today is like the three. Like, they try to improve a slump by making threes. And what it does, it just messes up the rhythm of the game, and you don't really have a lot of cohesion throughout the game. And a lot of ways, that's Golden State's problem. It's like they're a jump-shooting team, and that's what they believe in, and they're going to keep chucking up threes. And they don't have an inside presence. They don't have a guy to play with back to the basket. None of that. And if you're the Suns, you're going to say, okay, Golden State, if you beat us like that, fine. But we're not going to get out of our game. And it takes away the beauty of a 3-on-1 fast break.
Right.
Like, we don't even see that anymore. You know, guys really want to get back on defense. They reach out and foul on purpose. I'm telling you, I always ask the people at the NBA, you've got to get rid of that, man. You've got to start calling intentional fouls. It's taking away Dr. J on the wing, going flying in, dunking on people. You know, it's taking away just that cohesion you can have and having runs of 10-0 runs, 12-0 runs. We don't even see runs anymore because it's so disjointed because of the three. And you're only going to make 3 out of 10, so it's never going to be a serious rhythm with that. And so that's just my problem with it, man. It just makes the game ugly to me. And Iguodala, he's a veteran. You would think he'd know better. He got a rebound last night. All he had to do was turn around and lay it up. He threw it back out 4-3.
Like, no, it happens. It happens all the time, man. That's Eddie Johnson.
Thanks,
Sirius
Eddie.
XM NBA radio host, right, voice of the Phoenix Suns. Chris, thanks, brother. We'll get you on again.
Hey, Chris, I agree with your rant on Kareem. Totally.
Yeah, I saw your tweet on that, too. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
And you're right. Yeah. And I didn't mention on the air that what he did to Kent Benson, like you tweeted, but you're right.
Thank you.
We all remember that. Somebody. Come on. Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
A basketball game. Right, that ain't on the Oscar stage.
It's all right to hit somebody on the basketball court. Stop it.
All right.
You stop it.
No, it ain't. Stop.
Right. Thank you.
All right. Let's go.
Thank you. All right. That's our man, Eddie Johnson. Shekel City's next. Keep it live. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And real credit card questions require real people.
folks that understand your issues and work with you to resolve them. That's why Discover offers helpful representatives who are here in the United States and who are available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, but we love them because it will happen for Shekel City. Chris, last night,
This is getting sad. I mean, my goodness.
I know. We love Shekel City. Unbelievable. If I could marry Shekel City, Caesars, I would. I just would. All right. Yes, last night, not a good night for Shekel City. 0-2-1. 0-2-1. So not good.
Well, we need a hat trick tonight.
Yeah, that's true, but we had that push. Jazz tonight, Chris. Jazz against the Lakers, right?
Yeah, the Jazz, man, you talk about reeling. Both teams
they are,
reeling.
but they need a win desperately.
They do.
I got the Jazz -13.5. The Lakers are just been on the road.
Although Lakers have been horrible. -13.5?
Yes.
Though?
I don't know. Can you believe about that? I know. I'm taking the Nets -2 over the Bucks in Brooklyn, taking that game. I don't know. Kind of reminds me when they played Philly, Chris. You remember, that was a game, kind of like a
Bucks
measuring
stick. Bucks ain't
going
out like that, though. Yeah. I agree it's a measuring stick, but I don't know about a blowout.
What? No, I said -2.
Right, you're right.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I meant that the Nets won that game in Philly, which could have been. Everybody thought they're going to Philly. You know, they don't have Ben. Everybody's going to boot them and whatnot. So I got the Nets.
I feel you.
76ers -9.5. They're in Detroit. I know. Why, Rob? Why?
Of all the games, you had other games you could have picked.
There's only five games tonight.
It's a four-point game right now, and Detroit is frisky.
All right. I got 76ers -9.5. There you go. Shekel City again. Jazz -13.5. Best bet. Nets -2. And the 76ers -9.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on, Chris. I'm just telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob. A lot of people. Bruce Arians had his press conference today, his farewell press conference. I've heard a lot of people saying, you know, former players, coaches, all that, saying they actually think that the Bucks will be better under Todd Bowles because they feel like he's more like Belichick and that Brady wanted that. I've heard people say, you know, Brady needed a break from that and they wanted, obviously, his first year. That was nice. But kind of recognizing what it'll take to keep winning and stay on top, he feels like, you know, Arians' loosey-goosey, laid-back, hands-off style isn't what they need, and Bowles brings more of a Belichickian, obviously not exactly like him, but, you know, more of that flavor. You buy any of that or what?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know enough. I don't know what Todd Bowles, you know, has never had this kind of talent yet, Chris.
Right.
He hadn't had the greatest success, but he had a little bit. So
he had, the first year they won 10 games in New York, had been like 4-12 the year before, I believe, and had a winning season in 5 years. So he did have a good start, and then it was downhill the rest of the way. But we'll see. 2 hours left. iCouple, we downhill. Keep her locked.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.